human conversation is a strange thing, said every introvert always. Human conversation, though, when you're talking with another person, you know, it's this weird thing where you're talking with them, but every now and then you have to kind of look away, and then you have to come back and make eye contact, because you guys have spoken with people who just don't break eye contact at all, right? They're just staring at you the whole time you're talking. Maybe you are that person. And you're like, are you reading my soul? And so it's just a little unnerving. But Jesus, we hear in the gospel today, at the heart of it, this rich young man who comes to him, looking at him, Jesus loves him, and then he says something to him. Jesus' gaze, which is not in that human awkward way, but it's a gaze from the Word of God that cuts to the heart, and it exposes everything in the heart. Jesus is the Word of God spoken of in this letter to the Hebrews. Jesus, the Word of God, who speaks to us in the Bible, who speaks to us, who is living. Jesus himself, which he himself in his gaze and his word is sharper than a two-edged sword, and is able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. Jesus looks upon this rich young man, and his gaze cuts to his heart, and it exposes what's within there. And he looks upon him, he loves him, and he says to him, you're lacking in one thing. That there's something that Jesus desires to give to him. There's something that Jesus wants to give him that he's missing right now. But there's this sadness in this rich young man. And this rich young man, in the midst of his sadness, he's you. He's me. In that he loves God. He keeps all the commandments. He's a good man. And yet there's this sadness within him. That we who are seeking God and we're trying and striving to live the Christian life, but yet we still recognize there's this sadness within us. And this is what Jesus, the Word of God, his gaze is unveiling and bringing to the surface of this man's heart. What he's exposing in this man is his utter poverty. So I have a confession to make to you. This is the third time I'm giving this homily, and it's pretty much a different homily each time because I've been wrestling with this gospel. Because, and it's not that I'm not familiar with this gospel at all, but it's one in which it cuts to the heart. Because it's so hard for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because what Jesus is revealing to this man is who he truly is. His gaze is unveiling to this rich young man his true identity, our true identity, that we're a beggar before God. For everything. Jesus looks upon him and he desires to give this young man perfect happiness. Not a passing happiness, which he may have known and which we experience as well. He wants to give to him a perfect happiness And the struggle for this, for each of us, and the struggle that I'm experiencing with this, is any good thing that I can give anybody is something that I have to first come before God and beg Him for. That I have to come before God and realize I am who He created me to be, which I, when I was born from my mother's womb, I came out naked. I came out completely and absolutely poor, dependent on my parents for absolutely everything. That's the reality of who we are. When we die with absolutely nothing. We die absolutely poor, and we have nothing. And we have to depend on God for everything. And so the troubling thing for this gospel, which it cuts to the heart, the word of God does. Jesus, He cuts to the heart. That I have to come before Him and say, Jesus, I have absolutely nothing I can give to Your people. All of my riches, all of my gifts and talents, the only time that they ever matter is when I'm first receiving from You. When I come before You as a beggar and say, Jesus, I have nothing to give Your people on my own. I have absolutely nothing to give to them. But it's in the midst of that poverty, which is the truth of who I am. It's the truth of who You are. It's in that poverty where God's able to give every bit of the riches of the kingdom of God. All of it. All of it He can give us in that. When we live from that truth of who we are, and we experience Jesus in that way, and that's perfect happiness. Because that everything I receive and everything I give in life, I recognize it's not mine. And it's to see the truth of creation, the truth of You, the truth of my life, that it's all a gift. There's a book called The Man Who Found Perfect Joy. It's a book about St. Francis of Assisi, one of the great saints. And he's a man who heard in the Gospels this call to sell everything and follow Jesus, to live from this radical poverty. And so he and his brothers who came around him, they did this. And his life has so much more than just this. But if you come with me to Assisi at some time, which is one of the most beautiful places on earth, I'll tell you all about him then. But today I just tell you this. He's the man who found perfect joy, because he experienced and came to experience absolutely everything in his life as this gift that he doesn't deserve, but that God is lavishing upon him. And when you experience everything as a gift, your heart is just overflowing at all times in gratitude. I don't deserve this, but yet God, in his love for me, he looks upon me, he loves me, and invites me into this sort of existence. To be, he calls his disciples here, children, to be his son and the heir to a king in his whole kingdom. That all the riches are there. That what I do a lot and what we do a lot, what the rich young man does here, is Jesus is essentially asking him, listen, rich young man, am I enough for you? Am I enough? Or is there something more you're looking for? Is God enough? For the rich young man, God was a huge, important part of his life. But yet, there was this need in the rich young man, because the riches he had, to supplement that, that God couldn't provide perfect happiness for me. But I had to supplement that with other things. And we do this. That this poverty, which is that sadness within me that I can't make my own happiness. I can't, in this life, take happiness as my own. I can't buy happiness. Happiness is the thing that you can only receive. You're completely poor. You can't make yourself happy. You can only receive it. And in that poverty, here it is, the truth of who you are. You're poor. You're born poor. You die poor. That's the truth of who you are in the sight of God, in his gaze, in your creation. But what we do with that a lot is, here's my poverty, and I don't like that. In fact, I hate it. And so I push it down. I push it down. And then I bury it with other things that I know aren't going to bring me lasting happiness, but I know they'll bring passing happiness. When what Jesus is wanting to give us is the perfect happiness that comes from that complete dependence, that complete state of just being a beggar at his feet. But when we do that, he provides everything for us. He provides everything for us. He fills us to overflowing with his joy, because everything in life then we experience as it truly is, as a gift and as grace. So in the midst of this, you're like, Father, okay, that's great. You have any little practical takeaway? I'll just give you this. If you experience sadness, even as you're following Jesus, you're striving to live the Christian life, and yet there's a sadness within you, to ask Jesus the question, what do I need to let go? What do I need to let go of? What am I holding on to that I believe is going to bring me that happiness that I know only comes from you, but still cling on to it? What do you need to let go of to become who you truly are, which is poor, so that Jesus, looking upon you, you're able to receive the love of his gaze and receive from him perfect happiness that only he can give you.